Okay, here we go, guys. We're in Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav. It's relatively easy halachas for the next stretch. Okay, remember we talked about purchasing. Remember, what did we say? Until you've exactly designated that tenth animal, you could sell all the animals you have, give them away. Someone buys it or receives a gift, he's not obliged in that at all. So we're moving on. Ein, some of it's a little repetition because I kind of spoke it out already. Ein alokeach pater, the purchaser is only exempt from the laws of Meiser, elin kenilkach achar shenira lihisaser. If only if he purchases after it was already worthy to potentially be tithed in the seller's domain. As we've already said, didn't have to tithe it, but it could have been tithed. Now, therefore, lefikoch, halokeach ploim besoch shivas meila. What if you buy little baby sheep less than 7 days old from an owner?
So it's not
and we
eligible.
Learned yesterday, if it's under a week old, it can't be meisered, just like we learned from Kachim. You can't bring it as a korban either. It's not meiser eligible yet.
Right.
That's what I said 2 days ago. It doesn't mean when the Rambam said born in your Rishus, it wasn't precise. This is where the imprecision is. It doesn't have to be born in
it's
the purchasers, but as long as you took it before 7 days, then it will become eligible. When the guy purchases, let's say it's 3 day old goat. So when you purchase it, it was not yet eligible for Meiser. Now, 4 days later, it's now eligible. Now, that animal, even though you purchased it, has the requirements of being Meiser.
Because it comes eligible within your...
within your domain. Exact. Same thing if you bought a fetus. So we did buying a fetus. Now we're saying, yes, we bought the animal. But it's before 7 days. So, if you buy sheep within the first 7 days of birth, kishyag is on when their time comes up, meaning on the 8th day, now that it's in the purchaser's rishus, chayiv lasan, you have to tithe on that. Why? Shekev and shein mechusar's man royli sasser, because an animal that is missing time, meaning it's not 1 full week old, it's not worthy yet to be tithed. Harezek emishalokach ubarim and aldubishus, it's just like you bought fetuses. And then they're born in your ownership. Now, an interesting halacha, Tezayin. We parenthetically mentioned it yesterday. Kol behemesh hi sofek, im bas meiser hi o ena bas meiser. Any animal that we're not sure if it's something that's meiser eligible or not. It could be any one of these situations. You don't know if it was a cesarean. You don't know exactly how many days old it is. Whatever, the things that are exempt. Okay? Was it a yosom? Was it orphaned? Okay, these things. It's a suffix. You just don't know if it was, and there's a reasonable doubt over there. Okay, now what happens? Harehi petura mina meiser. You're obviously exempted from meiser. Makes sense, because it's a suffix over there. And what is this based on? The Rambam doesn't speak it out. We'll speak it out. The Torah says, Ho'asiri, the tenth, Yekodesh, will be holy. And the rabbis learn from that, when it says the tenth, it means of one that's certainly the tenth, but not the one that you're not sure if it's the tenth. In other words, the tenth meaning it's actually the tenth of the eligible
it's
ones.
It's a no-doubter. It's a no-doubter.
Right, but if there's a doubt, then you don't bring it. Therefore, so you, the Torah is teaching you, you only can tithe from animals that are for sure animals that are tithable. Now, that's interesting. Even though we have a normal rule that says, Safek Doraisa Lachumra, a biblical doubt, we're strict, and this is certainly a biblical doubt, but here there's a Xeris HaKosav. The Torah is saying to specifically not go with Safek Doraisa Lachumra. So then we have to go with that. Now, look at the problems that now can happen. So let's say you know, you have this this baby that, you know, the mother died, but did it die right at the birth, or did it live for a couple hours after the birth and then dies? Remember, orphan baby, right? isn't brought as a korban and isn't meisered. I'm just giving one of the many examples we talked about yesterday. You know the mother died, you know the kid was born. Let's put this: the mother is out in the field, pregnant, goes out pregnant. Then you go out 3 hours later, the baby's born, the mother's dead. The question is, did the mother die at birth or after birth? And now that baby now is a suffix. So that animal is not tithable. Now look what's going to happen now. Lafika. Therefore, you shouldn't put it in the pen with the other animals. That one's got to be restricted.
He's not eligible.
More than that, you have a pen of 30 little sheep. Okay? Don't let that one go in a pen. You're going to have major problems if you let that happen. Why? Lafika. Therefore, Taloim Shinisar Behem Yosum. Let's say a group of sheep that you, let's say you have 11 sheep. You have 10 sheep plus a Yosum, a for sure Yosum. An orphan goes in.
Shouldn't be mixed in.
But you don't know which one is the orphan sheep. Oh, lakuach, no. One you bought from somebody else that is exempt now from Meiser. Because any similar case like that, hare kulan pitur meiser, they're all exempt from Meiser. Why? Shekol echad meham safeku. Each one is a doubt. Because they all look the same.
You don't have to make it up like that. Like, I mean, is that Nevera to
back
it up?
On purpose?
You should not do it. We would assume no Jews would want to do that because you don't want to wreck up this golden opportunity to do a mitzvah. Okay, so what we see, two things. If the animal itself is a suffix, it isn't part of the game. And if one that we know for sure is not miserable falls into a group, now it makes them all doubt because each one... Yeah. One of them is going to be the 10th. Now, this chiddush is, even though you have 10 without it, let's say you have 10, you for sure would have to miser them. And this one sneaks in by itself. Not that you let it in. It sneaks in. And now you know you got a one that's a for sure no-no, and now it messes up the whole thing, and nothing can be misered.
Could you brand it so you could mix them in with it? And then be
brand could. That's not a bad idea, but you have to make sure you don't put a blemish on it.
Yeah, you don't put a blemish.
Well, no, it does, no, you could, because it's not misered. That'd be a very good idea, Howard.
Yeah, but then you could keep them all together, basically.
Yeah, if you brand it, and you say, you put a big pay on it, puzzle, whatever. So then you know that would be a very good thing to do. Then you can, because it's not practical to not have it be with the herd. You have to build a separate pen just for that.
What's a cesarean suffix scenario? How would that come about?
You see, there's a lot of blood in different places. You're not sure. You're not sure if it came out cesarean, whatever. I don't know.
That seems a little challenging.
You ask an animal gynecologist. We'll tell. I don't know. Okay. Now, after telling you some of the complexities, we move on to chapter 7.
Can I ask one quick question?
Certainly.
The previous question, the situation where that you bought the, not you bought, where you, yeah, you purchased the baby at 6 days old. So now it's tithable. But if you sell that baby after, let's say.
When?
When it's 10 days old.
It's not tithable anymore.
Right. Because in your domain it was, and you don't have to tithe it now, and nobody has to tithe it now.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what
you're no worse than a guy who had an animal for three months and then sold it. You can always sell these animals. They can be sold, except at certain particular times the rabbi said not to. But biblically, you could sell it as you wish.
And so the same thing with the last scenario, when you mix that one in, you could sell the flock of those guys, and then everything comes off of it. From the requirement, and then you haven't ruined anything.
It doesn't matter. If you don't sell it, it doesn't matter.
I realize that.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Either way, these 11 animals are not going to be misered at all. Okay, now, chapter 7 deals with the process of which and when you tithe miser behemah. So a couple, really pretty easy chapter. Aleph. Mi shahoyilo asarat ploim. You had 10 sheep. But all you did, exclusively, you look at them, there's 10 in the pen. You know, with your own mind, you could scan and see there's 10. As Howard says, you have two triangles and a square.
Wow.
He says, I see two triangles and a square. Right? You do that every time. I see two triangles and a square. Right? That's 10.
3 and 3 is 6.
Right?
Is 10.
And then he says, okay, Bessie.
Keeps you in shape.
And now you just take one right out of the pen and say, you are the miser. Vehifrish echad masor, and he takes one out. Here's the critical point. He did not count them. That's the point.
Oh.
He did not count one, two, three.
But that's requirement.
He just sees. You can eyeball it. I mean, 10 is an easy thing to eyeball. Yep. You see 10? You are my sir. Okay? Or, let's say I had 100.
Took
10. I took 10 for my sir. Ain elo my sir. That's not my sir. Nothing has happened. Now, whoa, you haven't wrecked anything.
Thank goodness.
But it's like you've done zero. It's like nothing happened, and then we'll tell you to do it the right way. It's not like you did it wrong and now you can't do it. It's like you did zero.
You just put it back.
Ella, yes. Ella, okay, so what are you supposed to do? Koines kolatloim. You take all the sheep, or for that matter, and oh, kolagolim, or the calves, ladir, into a pen, which means an encircled area. They're all in one spot.
Enclosed.
For oselo pesach, could you make a small opening? So two cannot go at a time, only one go at a time. We'll learn in the next chapter what happens if two go out. It's a major problem. But only skinny enough that only one of them can go through. Now what's the next thing you do? You put the mommies outside the pen. Why? Behein goos. And they make a sound. The mommies make a sound, you know, I guess in animal talk. It says, come here, sweetie, or whatever. Whatever sounds they're making. She ishra ploim, the little baby sheep, they hear the call on their voices. And they go on their own initiative to go out, likrusin, towards the mush. Why? We're going to do that in a minute. Shenemers, it says, kol asher ya'avor tachas hashevet. Any animals that pass under the staff, pass under, they're passing on their own volition as opposed to you pushing them out. How do they go on their own volition? Animals can be stubborn. They're going to sit in the pen all day. So you take the mothers outside and they coo for them or whatever they do for them. There must be an animal term for this. And the kids go, oh, mommy, mommy, bleat, mommy. And bleat, they run out on their bleat, own volition.
Bleat.
Bleat?
Bleat.
Bleat.
Who does the bleating? The cows don't.
The mummy.
They bleat.
Talk about sheep?
Yeah.
They bleat.
Bleat.
Okay, fine. Shiyavar meyasmo, because that makes them go by themselves. Veloshiyatsuba, but not by your force of your hand. Okay, now. Ukashayatsum and adhirs, and when they go out of the corral, one after another, maskul, you begin omonia, count them, basheva, with a stick. And as the sheep goes by, Aleph, you touch the stick over the first animal. One, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, Ches, Tes. You're counting, you touch the stick with it, you count. Vayyotz, and the tenth one that comes out. Bein Zohar, it doesn't matter, male or female. Bein Tumim, whether it's unblemished. Bein Balmum, or whether it is blemished. And you see, you can't fix it. Remember, we were wondering, boy, a guy could cheat again, couldn't he? Well, I'll just make sure that the 10th one goes out. You can't, because you have no control of how they go out. They go out on their own by the bleeding. So therefore, they are. If you're going to be pushing them out, it's already not a good thing. So they got to go out on their own. So now, Sokro Besikra, you dye it with a red dye. The Omer, and you say, Hare Zemaser. This is the 10th animal, and you're never going to mix them up now, because that is the form of branding, so to speak. The red dye is on its little head over there, and now you know that that one is now holy in that purpose.
They're coming. They're coming. Wait, this is for the for the studio audience.
I feel so attractive.
Okay, fine.
We're bleeding together.
Okay,
that was me.
Okay, I think you got a few more over there. Yeah. Anyway, now that is the optimal way to do it. We've given you the totally wrong way and the totally optimal. Now we're going to pick a middle way. What if lo sakur basikra? Let's say he didn't dye it. He didn't give it the red dye, but you could still tell which one it is. Or velo manam, you don't count it with the stick the way I said. One, two, three, as it's going through. Oh, Shemun or Ravutzim, or even if you counted them and they're all just lying in the middle of the pen. And you counted one, they're sitting around the pen here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten! But the way I just did it, not with a stick, but you're counting them. Oh, Omer, or they're standing, either crouching or they're standing, but you counted them. Hareil Maisa Bidiyevit, it is enough to make them Maisa.
They don't have to go in.
Hoel, here's the point. Umanam, you counted them Asora Asora in groups of 10. Vikidish Asiri, and you sanctify the 10th Hareza Maisa. So again, Lichat Chili, you do it the way we said in the middle of the Rambam. You make them go through the corral by themselves. You're counting each one with the stick by itself, and the 10th one you paint with the bread dye. And that's the optimal way to do it. If you just have them in the pen, and you just eyeball it, okay, I'm taking this one out.
No good.
But if you make any kind of counting, even though you've missed all the other parts to this, but as long as you clearly counted, your point, you don't have to have the stick, but you're going 1, 2, you're counting like you count. Then bidiyevet, that's good enough, and that animal is been sanctified. Okay, now we're going to talk about multiple pens in different areas of the world. Let's say you've got a few sheep in Yerushalayim, a few sheep in Tel Aviv, and a few sheep in Hebron.
Whoa.
Let's say you have 27 sheep, 9 in each group.
All
like
in Israel.
But that's not important, but that's we'll make it simple. Beis. Ein sarech litzaref kol behema shenoldo bershusel lirchad. You do not have to combine all animals that are born in your domain, even though they're far away from each other. You do not have to combine them lirchad into one pen. You only put together each pen by itself.
Whoa.
Okay, we'll see in a minute how far away can that be. We're going to all explain it. So, for example, you have 5 sheep in Yerushalayim in one of your farms, and you have 5 sheep in Akko. So together you have 10, but nothing doing. Amy serving, they don't combine. The Kulam Peturmas, and they're all free from any Meiser obligation because in each pen there's only 5. Now the question is, how far away are they that we don't require you to bring them together? Mm-hmm. Because you could say, okay, I'm going to put 5, you could have 1 farm, and in 1 acre, I'm going to make 10 little pens and make sure I never have 10 in any one of them. No, they're too close, you'd have to put them all in one pen. But what's the distance, how far do we make you put them together? What's the maximum distance you could have the Yitzhak, and you will be required to bring them together? Shisos or mil, 16 kilometers. If they're within 16 kilometers of each other, they have to now be put together. That's not called too far and too much of a hardship to put them together. Now let's just extend this principle. What if you've got one pen here that doesn't have enough? One pen. Let's say if you have 1 sheep here, 16 kilometers from here, you've got 9, and 16 kilometers from here, you got 9, let's say, okay? Or whatever you have. So let's see what we're going to do here. Gimel. You have 3 flocks. 16. Between each is 16, as I described. 1 in the middle, 1 16 away, 1 16 away.
They all combine.
Okay, they all combine into one neat package. Even though this one from this one is 32, but they all are 16 away from the middle one. For example, you have 9 over here and 9 over here. Vechem has 1 in the middle. All 3 go together in the pen. Why the Rambam picks that example specifically, you'll see soon at the end of this chapter. Because what question would an intelligent person ask at this point in the game? So what happens if I do this? So let's play it out. So what am I doing now? How many do I got in the middle pen now?
One.
No, all together now. I put them all together.
Oh.
It's advanced math. 9 plus 1 plus 9.
It's 19.
Okay,
right?
You're going to have 19. So what are you going to do now?
But you got to lead them through.
Now you're going to count them through.
Yeah.
Right.
One.
So how many are you going to give?
One.
So now what might you ask at this point in the game? Now you know how many you have before you move
them. Why slept the other ones over?
Why slept the other ones? The answer is you got to put them all together. Here's going to be the halacha. Let's say you know.
Maybe you could just bring the 9 of the
Let's say you know you got 16 sheep roaming around. Okay, now I'm going to have to give 10. So let me just put 10 in the pen and let the other six wander around. No, you have to take all eligible animals. They have to go, even if you know, you don't. There's some extras. You have to put them all together. They have to go through the pen. So that's the side chiddush of this halacha. You might think, okay, leave the other 9 16 kilometers away. Like, why bother? Well, the truth of the matter is you have to, because you never know which one will be the holy one. If that's the holy, you can't just say, well, I know I only have 15, so why bother schlep? I'm just going to take 10. But there's an inyan that you want God, so to speak, to decide which one's going to be the holy one. There's all kinds of Kabbalistic stuff. You can imagine maybe the one that's the miser one was a Russia human being in a previous Gilgul, really? Has now transmigrated into this animal. And that's the one Hashem wants to be transmigrated and to be slaughtered on the Mizbeach and gets his atonement. So you got to give all animals free reign, as it were, that they have that chance to win the lottery and be the miser animal. That's, I'm sure, the Kabbalistic understanding behind this, without any doubt. Wow. But that's the Chiddush, because you could have picked, let's say, 3, 3, and 4 would have been the simplest example, because now we put the 3 together, we get 10. Wouldn't that be the simplest way to do it? Why the Rambam is 9, 1, and 9?
Yeah.
Because he's saying that, you know, you still got to schlep them all. That's the point.
Yeah.
Okay, now, next point, we don't mix animals. What if you have 5 sheep and 5 calves?
No.
How many animals? 10. Well, I should maybe put them all in one pen and give 1 out of 10. No, it goes per category. Ein ma'as dalad. Ein ma'asu min atzon abor. You don't give ma'aser from sheep to cattle. V'lo min abokar atzon, not from cattle to sheep. But what about sheep and goats? Avol ma'asim, you may ma'aser together min aksav min ha'isim, from goat from sheep to goats. Min ha'isim al-gvozim, from goats to sheep. Shenemer, because it says the following, V'chol ma'aser bokor vitzon, in the tent of your bokor. Bokor is cattle. Vitzon and sheep, and they don't go further dividing. And we know goats and sheep are generically called tzon. Even though in English it translates a sheep, but tzon means sheep and goats together. That's the biblical translation.
They're one type.
Mashma kol tzon echad. All that are in the tzon category are one category. Sheshneim nikrem seh, because when they're all called in biblical Hebrew, asir izim, and aseh. A seh that's an ais and a seh that's a keves. They're both called a seh. They have a common Hebrew name. But it's like one species, as it were. Okay, next halacha is...
And there's no thing about male and female. No difference.
Doesn't matter. We said males or females all go in the pen together. Blemished, unblemished. So you could theoretically have 5 male sheep that are blemished and 5 female sheep that are not blemished and 5 goats and whatever. Okay, now, when are we separating? What's the fiscal year? And do we have some? Now, we know by Meiser, for example, whatever grows in the fiscal Meiser year for 1 year is not combined with that of another year. Every year is dealt differently. We will learn from a Xeris Hashav, I believe. It's not a direct, but we make a comparison. And the same thing applies to the 10th animal. Hey, Ein ma'asu min al-ladoni b'shana zu. You don't tithe from animals born in this year. Al-hanaladi b'shana ches that are born in another year. You don't mix the two fiscal years. Just like Kishem Shema Ashim Bazera Haaretz Mina Chodash Aliyosh, just like you don't give tithing on crops that grow from the new year to the old year, or from the old year to the new year. Shinemar, it says by produce, Hayotze Hasoda Shana Shana, that comes out of the field year over year. So that tells us that you can't do from 1 year to the next. And Meiser Behema, there is a hekish. From that to the crops. So therefore, can now Rambam says his own interesting halacha. The Yerali would appear to me, Shim Iser Behema Mishon Al Shana. What if you did it? What if you took 10 animals from one fiscal year, or let's say 5 from one fiscal year, five, and you did take a 10th? Hareza Meiser. It is Meiser. However, you couldn't bring it as a korban. That's already going too far. Because that's going to be a problem of chulin bazara. In other words, this is a very, all the commentaries jump on this Rambam. He says, how can the Rambam do this? We just said there's a Hekesh, and the Hekesh is a full Hekesh. You're comparing one to another. Like you can't do it. But he says the reason is, Mipnei Chumras Kachim, because it's a stringency of Kachim. Animals, here's a question of Kachim. If it needs to be tithed or not, which is much stricter than crops, which is miser, it's not hektish, doesn't have the same level of sanctity. The Torah didn't specifically say explicitly it's year over year. It was only a hekesh.
Right.
And the commentaries, they jump on that. It says, where does the Rambam get this idea? Once you have a hekesh, a hekesh, a hekesh. He says, well, it's, you know, it's not really a hekesh. And therefore, if you did it, but you have it, it's the tenth. But of course, you couldn't, he would not be bold enough to say, go bring it as a korban. But the commentaries still jump on him. Okay, now what's exactly the fiscal year? Vav. The fiscal year starts on Rosh Hashanah. Any animals born on Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, ad Esrim v'Tishbel, till the 29th of El, that's exactly one full year, meet Starfi, they combine, Uma Asrim El, and you give tithing from one to the other. In other words, they can all be tithed. Now let's explain one more thing. Let's say it was the year Tav Shin Ayin Test 5779 this year. Any animal born from Rosh Hashanah this year till the 29th of El, okay, how many were born? 47 animals were born. Okay.
So you got four. Okay,
these 47 must be tied for the year 5779. When are they to be tied? On a biblical level, it could be 25 years from now.
Oh.
Theoretically. In other words, these 47 animals, and maybe Howard wants to brand them again and put the year 5779 on their hoofs.
Wow.
Right?
On their
derrières or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but they have to be tithed, but they don't have to be tithed in 5779. But the group is this group. So whatever, however you do it, but 3 years from now, obviously he's reasoning Makdimah and Lamitzvahs.
Right.
Tomorrow we'll get into the rabbinic times where we say it's you should be doing it, but that is the main thing. That's the fiscal year. So let's give an example. Noldu chamisha tloim be'esrim v'tisha be'el. Let's say five sheep were born on the 29th of El, the last day of the fiscal year. Ve'chamisha be'echvish, and five more on the first of Tishrei, which begins the next fiscal year. Ein mitstarfim, you don't combine them. Now, here's a fascinating halacha. We know, we already said, when can a sheep begin to get pregnant? Baby's born. Mm-hmm. When can it get its first pregnancy? It can be pregnant and give birth to a child in the same year it was born.
Whoa.
Possible. So now look what you could be combining here. Yoldu toilodas besokshnason. Let's say the sheep that was born, let's say on the first of Tishrei, towards the end of Elul, gave birth to a child itself. So it's a mother and a child. They can be tithed in the same year if they're born in the same year. Don't ask me how you're going to bleat for them to come out. I guess
the grandmother
must bleat them all. I don't know how the grandchild is going to be bleated out.
But
the point is, you might think, well, how could you have a mother and a kid be in the same pen? You could. Hare he ubita nichnasan ladir, it and its child, they go into the pen, lis aser, to be tithe.
Most you last
we'll
week,
stop
most,
it over here.
Most